That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Aaron, JPC, I bought this skull online, and the teeth won't stop moving.
Are you serious? Because this is pretty haunted and pretty bad.
Yeah, I also did read an article about a chimoving skull that, yeah, it's like really bad if they keep chimoving like that.
Yeah, no, of course. No, I just thought this would be a fun intro for the chatterbox. Like, you know how in some of the old-timey cartoons, the teeth chatter, like the skeleton teeth chatter?
I hear what you're saying, but you should not joke about that because there is a chattering skull sort of terrorizing.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I love that that's your lived experience, but it's not my lived experience.
Okay, yeah, no, I'll just, and I don't think I'm going to talk the rest of this episode, but I'll chime in with like a...
You don't think you're going to talk the rest of this episode?
Is that also...
I mean, I'd love for you to know.
Wait.
Like, I'd love...
Yeah, Adam, say something that the chattering skull wouldn't know.
Yeah.
I am a bleached skull.
It's him. Get him.
It's him.
Now that we have the real Adel back, we can get started.
Oh, hey. Wait.
Was locked away.
I don't have to shoot any one of the... I don't have to make a decision on which one to shoot.
The chattering skull or Adel? Which one's the chattering skull?
Why don't I even bring my gun to these recordings? I'm not even mad, but why do I even bring my gun? If I'm never going to use it, then
you
I guess I should just leave it at home, and I am at home.
So it three months since we recorded.
Mm-hmm. It's been 1 week since you looked
at
me, Aaron.
It's been a while.
It's been at least a couple weeks. What did I miss? Who are we now? Have you rebranded yourself since we last spoke? Tell me everything.
Aaron. Yeah, I smoke now.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I see a lot of smoke coming from under your arms and your neck area. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, doctor, I don't know what happened. He just said my body will be continuing to generate it throughout the rest of my a very brief life.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
He said I'm his little battery man.
You have cinder
syndrome. We need to find you a different doctor,
Yeah, he's good, though. He said I'm a little battery man. It's fine.
Here's something that happened to me. I was just in London, and I had the most amazing experience, and I could not wait to tell the two of you. But of course, I waited to tell you on air because it's content. And
yeah, why not?
When I text you, it's wasteful. So Gemma and I went to this thing called the Crystal Maze. What is the Crystal Maze? You're both curious.
What is the Crystal Maze?
The Crystal Maze was a 1990s game show in England that apparently... Don't come at me if this is wrong. Apparently, everyone watched. So I'm trying to think of like, it's like Double Dare, but if Double Dare was also watched by everyone. So not like Double Dare.
Following so far.
So basically, you go into, it was created, it was hosted by Richard O'Brien, who played Riff Raff in Rocky Horror Picture Show. And
it
He also wrote Rocky Horror Picture Show. Anyway, regardless, you're in this crystal maze, and there's all these different rooms, and one's like there's a castle, and one is like a future spaceship, and in each room there's all these games, and the games are either physical, mental, skill, or mystery. So physical, there's a group of like six, and you go throughout, and there's a host, and the host is like being funny and like telling you what's going on, and you have 3 minutes to do any room, and if you defeat the room, you get a crystal. You want to collect as many crystals as possible. So for example, I did a skill room. And the skill room was I had to go into a room, and in 3 minutes, I had to get to the end without tripping any lasers. And there's all these lasers going in the room.
Okay, so far so fun. This sounds amazing.
Yes. Or Gemma did one where it was like, I can't remember. It was something about like shooting a bow and arrow or something. So it's all these different wild things. Here's the thing, though. We get to the very last room.
Sure.
And it's, I think it was under the mental category.
It's JPC with boxing gloves.
It's JPC with boxing gloves.
Good luck fighting me.
And he's punching himself. We get to the end, and it's we're with four strangers who are on sort of some sort of like business bonding thing. We get to the final room, and Gemma does it. It's mental. And the host says, the person in the room is doing it, but there's like these little windows where you can view the room and cheer your person on. And you can also shout out answers if it's like a question thing. We get to the final room. Gemma goes in. It's the final thing for the crystals. The room opens, and it's a room with 7 different flags, and written on each flag is a riddle.
Wow.
As the host starts, the host goes, I will read the riddle, and then you have, you know, you have 3 minutes to do them all. As the host reads each riddle, I feel like Spider-Man. I feel like when Spider-Man first discovers he has powers, I just go boom, 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 boom. I say the answers to all the riddles before the woman can read them. The woman is flabbergasted. She truly goes, so you've been here before? And I go, no. I go, no, 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 no.
No, and I can't tell you why I do what I do.
The women
and I don't want to say it out loud why I know how to do this.
The four women we're with are flabbergasted. They're in awe of me. I'm some sort of brainiac. To me, they are wonderful. To them, I am Einstein. I am a genius. Everyone is just in awe. Gemma is laughing, and she goes, well, hold on. He hosts a riddle podcast, and I go, no, Gemma, shut up.
No, a genius, Gemma.
They go, oh, it's a sad thing. I've never in my life felt more just like set up for success. It was the most incredible feeling, and looking back, it is sad. I realize that now. It is very sad. But in the moment, I felt just like this is what Karate Kid must feel like, where he's like painting a fence and waxing a car, and then somebody goes to punch him, and he like brushes their foot away from the punch, and he's like, whoa, I know karate.
Yeah, brushes the foot away from the punch. Uh-huh.
I felt it was incredible.
If I was escape room situation with someone who told me at the end of the escape room that they were the host of a riddle podcast, I don't even know what I would
You'd
ask my doctor
hands?
To test me for. Like, what do they have a test for what I might have from being in a room with that person?
They did at the end. They asked me to stay after, and they charged me double. And they go, "Don't ever come here again." They go, "You owe more money."
Dude, I would have looked so smug. I would have like looked to my left, looked to my right, and been like, "I can't believe I'm here for this." And then I would have gotten all of them wrong.
Yeah. A shadow. Nope.
No.
Really?
Gloves. A glove. Thunder.
And they're
silence.
Like, no, it's none of that. And you're like, okay, you be the king, and I'm like a knight who's going on a quest. And they're like, what?
What are you talking about? And you're like,
I want to see a scene.
1, 2, 3, 4, hate riddle, riddles, clue crew.
Listen to the rest of the episode now by starting your free 7-day trial at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.